السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. Inshallah, today we will begin Surah Al-Qamar. Please recite after me using a loud voice.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر. وكذبوا واتبعوا أهواءهم وكل أمر مستقر. ولقد جاءهم من الأنباء ما فيه مزدجر. حكمة بالغة فما تغني النذر. فتول عنهم يوم يدعو الداعي إلى شيء نكر. خش عن أبصارهم يخرجون من الأجداث كأنهم جراد منتشر. مهطعين إلى الداعي يقول الكافرون هذا يوم عسر. كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح فكذبوا عبدنا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر. فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر. ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر وحملناه على ذات ألواح ودسر تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر ولقد تركناها آية فهل من مدكر فكيف كان عذابي ونذر ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر كذبت عاد فكيف كان عذابي ونذر إنا أرسلنا عليهم ريحا صرصرا في يوم نحس مستمر تنزع الناس كأنهم أعجاز نخل منقعر فكيف كان عذابي ونذر ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر
Let us look at the Tajweed for a few ayahs now. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In Ayah 1 يقتربت الساعة So we start with the alif, with the hamzatul wasl, and we know the rules of putting fatha dhamma kasra on the alif. So just to recap, if after the alif there is a lam, we will put a fatha. In this case, there is no lam, so we go to the third alphabet, which is ta. If ta carries dhamma, we put dhamma on alif. But here, the ta is carrying a fatha, so we can only put a kasra on alif. So the rule is, alif followed by lam, we put a fatha on alif. Otherwise, we have to go to the third letter, and if the third letter carries a dhamma, we put a dhamma on alif. Otherwise, the third letter will carry a fatha or a kasra. In both cases, we will put a kasra on alif. So it becomes iqo. Iqo, and qaf is qalqala. Iqo tarabati sa'atu. Wanshaqa. So here the noon ghunna is going to be influenced by the next letter sheen. So when we say sha, feel the level of your tongue, which is flat, sha. And when I say the noon, I keep my tongue in the same place. Wanshaqa. Make sure you do not elevate any part of the tongue, because you will get a wrong kind of gunna. Wanshaqa. Wanshaqa al-qamar. So we will end with a ra sukoon and preceded by a fatha, so the ra will become heavy. Al-qamar. Al-qamar. Iqtarabati sa'atu. Repeat. Iqtarabati sa'atu. Wanshaqa al-qamar. Wanshaqa al-qamar. The kind of mistake we can make in this ayah is not to do qalqala on qaf. Iqaf. As-sa'atu. After the long sound of seen, we are going to emphasize ayn. As-sa'atu. Wanshaqa. So here the ghunna can be wrong if we don't flatten the tongue. Wanshaqa al-qamar. And the ra will be heavy. The other mistake we can make here is when you connect the lam of shwanshaqal, keep the tip of the tongue behind the teeth, holding it in its place, and don't drop the tongue, because we do not want to create a qalqala effect. Shwanshaqal qamar. So repeat the ayah. Iqtarabati sa'atu wanshaqa al-qamar. Ayah 2. Wa'in yaraw. So we do idgham with ghunna on ya. Hold it. Wa'in ya. And also push the ya or emphasize it. Wa'in yaraw. Yarrow. Wa'in yarrow. Ayatayn. Idgham with ghunna. Hold the ya. Ayatayn. Then the ayn has a sukoon. Yu'a. Okay. Make sure that when you say yu, the lips should be rounded and pushed out. But for ayn, you bring it back to a straight line. Yu'aridu. Wayaqulu. So qaf and lam are both two counts. Mattabi. Wayaqulu. Sihrum. Rahibi. Mim shadda, hold it. Sihrum. Mus. مستمر. The hissing sound I'm seeing سكون, you have to give it مس. A little extra time. مستمر. And the raw here will be soft ميل. The tongue is flattened down because we are putting a سكون on it. And before the سكون you see the كسرة. So that makes the raw light or soft. مستمر.
وَإِنْ يَرَوْا آيَةً يُعْرِضُوا وَيَقُولُوا. وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ. وَكَذَّبُوا. وَكَذَّبُوا.
Tip of the tongue for ذَال. وَكَذَّبُوا. وَاتَّبَعُوا. And push the تَ فَتَ. وَاتَّبَعُوا. وَاتَّبَعُوا. Four counts.
أَهْوَاءَهُمْ.
Emphasize the hamza.
أَهْوَاءَهُمْ.
And whom. The dhamma on who with the forwarded lid. Who for the meme. You're going to make it flat and straight. Bring it back.
Whom. Whom. أَهْوَاءَهُمْ.
وَكُلُّ. So here we have Dhamma followed by Dhamma on Kaf and Lam. Straighten in between. Straighten the lips.
وَكُلُّ. وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ.
Hold the mean.
أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٍ.
Again, the raw here is soft because you are putting a sukoon and before that you have the kasra.
مستقر.
So repeat.
وَكَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٍ.
Okay, I wanted to mention one point in ayah number 16. We have the last word here.
فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرِ.
So here the word is نُذُرِ. Now, when you put a sukun on this word, you think that there is a dhamma on ذَال. So I will make the raw heavy, نُذُر. But actually, there used to be a ya after the raw. The word was نُذُرِ. Okay? So نُذُرِ. For that reason, when we do put a سُكُون, the raw should still be soft. نُذُر. Okay?
وَنُذُرْ.
Keeping the tongue low, not making it high. So this comes in a couple of different verses, the same word, نُذُرِ. So every time make sure you say نُذُرْ. Like in ayah 21, it's repeated again. So we are going to make that a soft raw.
رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.